This is Sports Kings on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Live from the Sports Map Radio studios, here's your host, Mean Gene.
All right, folks, we are back continuing with the Sports Kings here. And as promised, we have a treat for you. We are honored to have an NC2A legend. And, you know, as we always like to do when we bring on the legends, we have to go through his resume because it is impeccable. So let's just go ahead and start from 1990 to 1998. He coached George Washington, the Colonials, and he led them to an NC2A Sweet 16. And he also coached the St. John's Red Storms from 1999 to 2004. And he led that school to a NC2A Elite Eight. And most recently, he coached the Florida Atlantic Owls in the Sun Belt Conference. That was from 2008 to 2013. And he also led them to the NIT first round. So I'll tell you what, folks, we are more than welcome to have Coach Mike Jarvis. Coach, how are you?
I am blessed. Thank you. How you doing?
Coach, we are great. We are honored to have you on the show. And you're talking to the Sports Kings, and we got a couple of questions for you. We're going to make great use of your time. Go ahead, Dustin.
Hey, Coach, I'm glad to have you on the Sports Kings. Appreciate you coming on. I think it's a perfect time to have you on with what's going on with the transfer portal and people withdrawing from the NBA draft as that deadline nears. I just wanted to get your thoughts on the landscape of college basketball today with the transfer portal and NIL, and what do you see from the game? If it's a good thing, if things need to be changed, what do you think of the landscape of college basketball right now?
Well, you know, I've got mixed thoughts. I mean, I think it certainly makes the game very interesting. It gives teams who might have a bad year a good chance the following year. It certainly is good for some kids who can make good deals for themselves while they're in college and take advantage of their name and likeness. But at the same time, it's kind of, you know, it's a little tricky. I mean, I think a lot of coaches, you know, have to change the way in which they coach and their mentality because, you know, years ago you'd want to get a kid to come in as a freshman and to help develop him over years. Now it's like if you get a kid as a freshman and he has even a halfway decent year, he's probably going to be gone the next year. So it can throw a team into total just chaos the following year. So it's good and it's bad. And, you know, I think that if there's a way in which they can control, you know, just how coaches and people go after players who are already on teams, I think it'll make a big difference.
Hey, Coach, this is Elvin Brown. I have a question for you. Here I am out here on the West Coast, out here in Los Angeles, and I've always had respect, and not just me, but just the West Coast, period. I always had respect for the Big East and your time at St. John and just recognizing St. John's back in the day, Georgetown, Connecticut, and some of the other schools. But my question is, we saw Patrick Ewing transition from the NBA from a great college career to the NBA back to coaching. How do you make that transition, and why is it so difficult for some coaches to make that transition?
Well, you know, for the coach, it can be difficult just because of the mentality of the players that you coach. I mean, you've got so much control over guys, you know, in high school and college, and then when you go to the pros, it's a players' league. The players, you know, really control the game on and off the court. I mean, most of the time, coaching decisions are made because of a player being happy or unhappy with a coach, and you know, so it's a lot different. I mean, I think there's a lot more psychology involved than probably coaching.
Coach, I have a question for you. You know, when you spend a lot of years there at George Washington University, and how difficult was it to make the decision to leave there and go to St. John's?
It was very, very, very difficult. And I say that because my wife loved the Washington, D.C. area. We had a great church home at St. Paul's AME. Metropolitan A&M, I'm sorry, I always get that married with mixed up with my church in Cambridge. But so we were very, very happy there. But it was at a stage in my life where I felt I needed to take that next jump. You know, the lure of the Big East, Madison Square Garden, the bright lights, and a few more dollars, you know, made the decision for me. But I don't know what I would do if I had to do it all over again. But, you know, you don't get mulligans in this game that we play. You get one chance, and you got to make the most of it.
Absolutely. Folks, once again, we are talking to the legendary NC2A men's basketball coach, Mike Jarvis. And, Coach, I tell you what, not only do we love and respect everything you did for the NC2A men's basketball, Hollywood also appreciates your work. And we got a sound bite we want to play for you. So, John, we have that ready?
Well, you call me the next time you have a once-in-a-generation talent.
I'm thinking of signing Ewing. What do you think?
Pat?
He immigrated from Jamaica to a little house off Auburn Street in Cambridge, Massachusetts when he was 13 years old. He'd never played basketball. The kid played soccer. And Mike Jarvis spotted him in the hallways, Cambridge Orange and Latin. He recruited him. That team won 3 state titles. I think he's the exact type of player who should be wearing Nikes. And I think you can sign whoever you want after the deal we just made. You're welcome.
Coach, that is... That is from the movie Air, which stars Matt Damon. That was the voice we heard, and Viola Davis. So tell us about this that story involving Patrick Ewing.
Well, it's pretty it's close to being as true as it can be. I actually first met Patrick when his phys ed teacher brought him into my gym and asked me if I'd work with him. He was just coming into the Cambridge school system from Jamaica, and I did. And then, yes, we played and coached together for 3 years, won 3 state championships, had a record of 77-1. And the only night we lost was the night that he was sick. So it was an incredible time in both of our lives, and I'd like to hope that I had a little bit to do with the great, great, great player that Patrick Ewing became and the great person he became.
Absolutely, Coach, and I think we all know you did. And I tell you what, guys, you got any more questions for the coach?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask one more question to Coach since we got him on. And obviously it's a big time for Florida Atlantic basketball, and you spent some time there. I just wanted to know, when you were there and you were growing that program, obviously with you growing it, it helped grow to what it is now. But were you seeing the growth of this program while you were there and the growth of this university to be able to have the success that it's having now with the Final Four run last year?
To be honest with you, no. We were hoping that we could, you know, maybe repeat as conference champions, get in the NCAA, and then, you know, once you're in, you want to win. But for the season that they had, it was a storybook season. It's a once-in-a-lifetime probably season for a school at that level with the resources that they have. And if indeed they decide to put the money in, you know, into the program, build the facilities that they need, give the coach what he needs, change travel, a lot of things. I mean, I think they can basically continue to be very, very good. Whether or not they'll ever have another year like that remains to be seen. Like I said, schools at that level, it just doesn't happen, you know, except once in a lifetime.
Coach, Mike Jarvis, we certainly thank you for taking the time out, and we'd certainly like to have you back on the Sports Kings in the future.
Well, let me just say this. You know, you talked about the movie Air. And, you know, when I first moved to Florida, I worked with an entertainment attorney, and we wrote a screenplay. It was called Court of Kings. And it basically is about an incredible year in Cambridge Region Latin basketball with Patrick Ewing and all the things that were going on in Boston. I'm hoping that Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, and those guys will take a look at the screenplay. And who knows, maybe I'll be back on someday talking about my movie, okay, featuring yours truly and Patrick Ewing. So we'll see what happens, but I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show. Anytime, you know, you want to give me a call, please feel free to do so. I love talking with you guys, love talking about the game and about the people in the game.
Thank you, Coach. We want to see you on that big screen too, Coach.
Hey, wouldn't that be something? Well, thank you, guys. Okay, have a great, great rest of the day and weekend. Enjoy the playoffs, which start tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Coach.